Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the book of Yehoshua. We are learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, as well as the injured. And we are in the last perek, chapter 24, perek chav dalet, and we're seeing Yehoshua give his second last speech to the nation. We talked about why two speeches already. And here, he's beginning his speech by recounting Hashem's kindnesses to the Jews. And the passage that we're in is read also in the Haggadah. When we are maschal bignus, when we talk about our original degradation, we talk about our original idolatry and our descent to Egypt, we quote this passage from Yehoshua. Emphasis here is, as I said, Hashem's chesed, Hashem's kindness, as well as the divine hand that is controlling and moving along Jewish history. So we started by talking about Hashem's kindness to Avram and Sarah before we ever went down to Egypt. We mentioned that Terach and his family lived in Aram, and that they worshipped idols, something that, as we noted yesterday, was not mentioned in any explicit way in Bereishis. You can infer it from the story, and we have Midrashim that expand on it, but only here do we find out explicitly that they worshipped Elohim Acherim, the gods of others. And then we are told, V'ekachas avichem es Avraham me'ever hanahar, I took your father Abraham from beside of the river in Aram, va'oleich oso b'chol eretz Kenan, and I walked him throughout the land of Canaan, v'arbe es zaro v'etein lo es Yitzchak, and I made his children many, and I gave him Yitzchak. We noted yesterday that Yishmael is omitted. Radak gave two explanations, either because Yishmael is from Hagar, or alternatively because Hashem said to Abraham, "B'Yitzchak yikarei lecha zara," that Yitzchak is the one who will be identified as your child. The other note we gave from Abarbanel for why Yishmael is omitted is because the theme here is Hashem providing visible miracles. And Yishmael's conception from Hagar is not via a visible miracle, at least not any that we are told of. And therefore, it's omitted. As opposed to, we're going to see Yaakov and Esav mentioned. So that makes sense, because they are from a conception which is a visible miracle, because Rivka had been unable to have children for 20 years. So Abarbanel says, we're omitting Yishmael, because that doesn't fit the theme of the kindnesses that Hashem gave. So one note on Pasuk Gimel, on sentence 3, that we didn't mention yesterday, just to wrap up this point, about the chesed giving Yitzchak to Abraham and Sarah, it says, Va'arbe es zaro, va'eten lo es Yitzchak. And I made his children many, and I gave him Yitzchak. So, I don't understand. I made his children many. That's one kid. what do you mean, you made them many? I have to admit that when you read this at the Seder, I don't notice it. I don't believe I ever noticed it when I read it at the Seder, but I learned Yehoshua and said, wait a minute, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I made his children many and I gave him Yitzchak. Yitzchak's just one. So, one simple answer you could give is that these are two different things. For Abez Zaro, I made his children many, the first of which was I gave him Yitzchak. That would be the simple read. These are two different stages. A little bit odd because you could have flipped it. Nonetheless, Mitzudas David offers an answer, Rav David Altshuler. He says, I added Yitzchak to Yishmael. Even though Abraham said, Lu Yishmael yechia lefanecha, I'd be very happy if I just got Yishmael to live before you, to be loyal and so on. That would have been enough for me. Arbed Zaro, I made his children more. I gave him Yitzchak. That's Mitzudas David, which is a fine explanation. However, if you take a look at Rashi, you see something interesting. Rashi does not translate it the way you will normally see it translated, the way you'll see it translated, I think, in your Haggadah. He says, Va'arbe ezaro means I fought with him over his children, and I gave him Yitzchak. A reference to the idea that there was a test of Abraham and Sarah in their inability to have children, which ultimately led to producing Yitzchak. Why does Rashi say va'arbe means I fought with? In other words, it's riv, va'arbe, like va'ariv. So I think one element of it may be this point, that giving him Yitzchak is not really increasing his children and making them many. That's one layer. But the other obvious layer in Rashi is the fact that if you were to read the pasuk inside, you would see that the hey is missing. At the end of the word va'arbe, it should be spelled vav aleph resh beis hey, and it's spelled vav aleph resh beis, so it reads as va'ariv, and I fought. Okay. Last pasuk in this section. V'atein li Yitzchak es Yaakov es Esav. And I gave Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esav. I controlled history and I gave him such a kindness. I gave him Yaakov and I gave him Esav. V'atein li Esav es Har Seir l'Reshes Oso. And I gave Esav Har Seir to settle it. V'Yaakov manav yerdu Mitzrayim. And Yaakov and his kids went down to Egypt. So I understand that you mentioned the birth of Esav, right? That, you know, was also a miraculous event, and he's considered one of the kids and of the family. Esav is not drummed out fully anyway. But why do you mention Esav getting Har Seir? What's that about? So Rav David Altshuler in Metzudas David says, I'll tell you why. He says that's also a chesed to us. That's also a kindness to us. As he writes, Miyad nasati lo chelko, I gave him his portion right away, Esav, v'shalo yishtabed b'mitzrayim, and that he would not be enslaved in Egypt, li yos nechshav mizera Yitzchak, because if he did, he would be considered of the true descendants of Yitzchak, l'hiskayim bo, ki ger yezaracha, v'doru v'yashuvu hena, because the original message that Hashem gave to Avraham was, your children will be strangers in a land not their own, they're going to be made to work, and so on, and then the fourth generation will return here. Had Esav gone down to Egypt, then he would have had a claim to the inheritance of the land of Israel. We do not want that, and therefore this was actually chesed, that v'atein le'Esav es Har Seir. That's part of Hashem's kindness. Now we move to Hashem's chesed to the Jews when they are in Egypt. And here, I come back to the point that I made in the beginning of this chapter about what Yehoshua talks about and what Yehoshua skips. Specifically, he doesn't mention anything about any slavery. The emphasis here is on the gifts that Hashem gave us in Egypt and the miracles Hashem performed for us. In fact, this section, when you read it in the Haggadah, stops here. It stops after Pasuk Dalet. It stops after sentence 4, and then it goes on to talk about Lavan and to expand on the story of suffering in Egypt, but not Yehoshua. Yehoshua skips immediately to the redemption. V'eshlach es Moshe v'es Aharon, and I sent Moshe and Aharon. V'egof es Mitzrayim, ka'asher asisi bekir bo, I struck Egypt as I did in his midst, v'achar hotzeisi eschem, and then I took you out. I don't understand. You didn't mention why you needed to strike Egypt. You didn't mention why. The assumption is the Jews know this story. And he doesn't want to tell it because it doesn't fit. It isn't what the message here is about. Note in that sentence that we just read, I sent Moshe and Aharon, and I struck Egypt. So you could read this as part of the same thing, the same way that I gave you Yitzchak, I made your children many, I read as one thing. However, you could also read it as two separate things. And what's separate about sending Moshe and Aharon, as opposed to striking Egypt, is that sending Moshe and Aharon tells the Jews that Hashem remembers and cares about us. B'ni b'chori Yisrael, my firstborn is Israel, that's their message. It's a positive, beautiful, positive message that Hashem is sending by sending Moshe and Aharon. So that's one chesed. Malbim suggests the fact that Hashem sends Moshe and Aharon, they're great leaders. That in and of itself has value. Reminiscent of Shmuel's rebuke to the Jews. If you were to learn Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, chapter 12, sentence 11, you would see Shmuel at that point rebuking the Jews when they set up Shaul as king, after they set up Shaul as king, and Shmuel is having a little bit of a retirement ceremony. So he says, you know, you should always rely on Hashem. Hashem always sent you good leaders. So so we're separating out the fact that Hashem sends Moshe and Aharon from the fact that he sent the Makos. Va'otzi es avoseichem mi Mitzrayim. And I took your ancestors out of Egypt. Va'tavau hayama, you came to the sea. Va'yirdefu Mitzrayim achrei avoseichem berechav ufarashim yam suf. And Egypt pursued your ancestors. Chariots, charioteers, runners, whatever parashim are, that's its own discussion. Yamsuf, at the sea. Now, he says, I did this to you. The Egyptians were pursuing you. So Radak says that's literal. There actually were zakenim. There were elders who were still around from what happened at Yamsuf. Pasuk Zayin, sentence 7, Vayitzaku al Hashem, and they cried to God. So we've stopped saying you, and now we say they. All right, they cried out to God. Vayasem ma'afel beinechem uvein hamitzrim, and he put cloud, darkness, between you and Egypt. Vayavei alav es hayam vayechaseyo, and he brought the sea upon them, and he covered them up. It's actually singular, covered him up. He covered them with the sea. Vatir enai nechem es asher asisi b'mitzrayim. Now he goes back to the first person, to the second person, you. And your eyes saw what I did to Egypt. Vateshavu b'midbar yamim rabim. And then you were in the desert for a long time. And that's this passage. And then he moves on to talk about kindnesses that he did in the midbar. But some things you have to talk about here. First of all, the darkness that he put upon Egypt. So Barbanel explains that's why Egypt followed them into the sea. This was another kindness of Hashem to lure Egypt into the sea so that they didn't see the sea split. They didn't know what was going on. It keeps going back and forth between calling Egypt one, you know, singular and plural. So it said here, Vayavei Allah Veshayam. He brought the sea upon him. Vayechasei, he covered him. Expressing them in the singular, even though in the previous sentence it said Vayirdefu Mitzrayim. Egypt pursued in the plural. Why the singular? So Radak says, don't worry about it. Either it means Paro as an individual, or it means Egypt as a whole, as a unit, or it means each Egyptian. So he says, don't worry about it. But I'm highlighting it because it's a weird thing in the language and it's worth recognizing. And finally it says, and you dwelled in the wilderness for many days. Now, we know why they dwelled in the wilderness for many days, right? They dwelled in the wilderness for many days because of the Meraglim, because of the spies. Yehoshua skips that here because this story is not about rebuke. It's about the good things that Hashem did for the Jews. It is not about making them feel bad. It's not about recounting all their terrible mistakes. It's only about what Hashem did for the Jews. So he says, yeah, and you happen to be in the Midbar for a long time. And then he's going to go on to say, while you were in the Midbar, I did the following good things for you. And God willing, we will resume with that tomorrow.